From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un have now arrived in Singapore. They're scheduled to meet on Tuesday in the first ever meeting of a North Korean leader and a sitting U.S. president. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
On his arrival, Kim met with Singapore's prime minister, who says denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is of global importance.
Not just Northeast Asia, but actually the whole of Asia, and in fact, if we look at it more broadly, the whole world.
It's not clear what will be on the agenda when the two men meet. This is believed to be the furthest Kim has been from North Korea since taking power in 2011. Mr. Trump has said he told his representatives not to sign the communique that was written by the six other G7 leaders who had gathered along with the American president for a meeting over the weekend in Canada. Trump was unhappy about statements made by Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at a closing news conference. Trudeau criticized Trump about new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. He promised that Canada will retaliate as early as July 1st.
We do not want to harm American workers. We do not want to harm trade between Canada and the United States. But the administration's choice to impose illegal and unacceptable tariffs, illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
Like Trudeau, British Prime Minister Theresa May promised to retaliate for tariffs placed on EU goods. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Trump did Trudeau a favor by attending the summit. This is VOA News.